many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Good evening. Guten Tag.
So, what'd you say? Did you just say Tupac?
I said Guten Tag.
Oh. Guten Nacht, wouldn't it be? Because it's like...
Guten Nacht. Guten Nacht, you're right. Das ist recht.
It's got to be Guten Tag somewhere in the world, man.
It is. It's always... Yeah.
Like in Alaska.
So...
No.
So what the hell is up with Skype?
I don't know. You just can't... I don't know. I mean, I know you can record Skype calls because I've seen it done. Well, I'm not seeing it done, but I've heard it done.
Yeah.
But apparently, I cannot do it, so...
Well, and me either, apparently.
Right. Were you recording me when I was recording you?
No.
Okay.
But good guess as to what the problem might have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, could it be your computer?
I don't know. Because it's only if I'm recording, it seems.
Uh-huh. So, what if I'm the one recording?
Then maybe it would work okay. But, so, yeah. So,
maybe next time we'll try that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave the details up to us and not share that with the boys and girls.
Unless somebody out there in TV land... Which I know we're not on TV, but I'm sure people watch TV.
We are, actually.
Oh, are we? Cool. I wondered what that blinking red light was in the corner of my home. In the corner of my bedroom.
But,
so, yeah. So, if anybody knows how to record Skype calls, either on a Mac or a PC, because we really have both platforms that we can work with. You know, holler, if you would, because I don't know.
Alrighty then.
But anyway, getting right into pot. If I sound out of it, it's not because of the 30,000 other reasons I sound out of it on every single other podcast we ever record. It's because I worked out today, and I just have this feeling of I worked out, you know?
I thought you were going to say, if I sound out of it today, it's not because I'm out of it.
Right, it's because I was replaced. I was replaced by a clown.
You're replaced by a clown?
Yes, a clown.
So I get my hair cut at Macy's now.
Oh my gosh.
That's what's new in my life. And I'll tell you why, and I can't name the place where my stylist or barber or whatever used to be, because when he left there, he told me that that actually there was a do not compete clause, and he wasn't supposed to, you know, compete. But he did. And I'm glad he did, because he's the best haircutting person I've ever had.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is this the same place that I went with you that time?
It is. The very manly, very, very butch place.
I don't remember the name of it, so don't worry about me giving that away.
Okay.
But, it was a neat place, as I recall.
Yeah, and actually, the place where it is now, the place where he is now, rather, is actually still a good place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Macy's,
it's in Macy's.
I'm looking at the Macy's website to see the frangos that they have for this year. To see what special flavors. They might have, because last year the special flavors, there was a decadent desserts assortment, which was so good. Like, there was one, it was creme brulee, which had a little pocket of caramel, and you just let it melt in your mouth, and a little caramel, oh my gosh, it was so good.
Wow.
So it looks like this year they've got pie.
They've got what?
Pie.
Pie?
Their limited edition flavor this year is pie.
Maybe I knew that.
apple pie and milk chocolate, pumpkin pie and white chocolate, and French silk pie and dark chocolate.
Huh.
None of those sound appealing to me.
Maybe the French silk. To me, but not
maybe.
Not super appealing.
But sadly, you can't pick what flavor you get. I mean, what flavor you get in a box. I mean, you get all of them.
Oh.
Which I've still got some of the liqueur flavors here from last year, which are just kind of sitting around.
Oh, they're probably not any good anymore.
They don't taste very good, honestly.
They weren't very good to begin with?
No. No, not as good as the decadent desserts, but anyway. So that's our Frango discussion for the night.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Were
I'm actually pretty busy.
Oh, yeah, because you gotta, like... Oh, I'm so sorry. You've gotta leave.
Oh, at some point.
In a minute.
Not in...
Right.
No, tomorrow is the Project Runway where I have a definite start time. And I have something else going on, too, that night.
Right.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, never have anything.
You
have
do have things. You have Crafty.
Yeah. Which, oh my gosh, this past Sunday, I went to the place where Crafty was supposed to be. And this is my craft circle, for those of you who don't know. And I get there, and there's absolutely nobody there. Now, granted, I got there an hour late. However, Crafty usually goes on for a few hours. And I am usually about a half hour late, just because I'm that way, I guess. I don't know. So, it kind of bugged me because I had these calendars I printed, and I had a whole bunch of coupons for the Craft Superstore that I was going to hand out to people, because they kind of like that thing. And there was nobody there. I was the only one there, and I wasn't just going to sit there, because the place they were having it, it's a neat place, but it's not one of my favorites. So I just turned around and went home.
Huh.
Yeah, good times.
Good times. I've never been to a craft circle.
Well, it's not much. It's, well, I mean, it's, you know, a bunch of girls sitting around doing crafty things.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. I like the, getting together with the gals.
Your gal pals?
My gal pals, yeah. Yeah, my gal pals. We, and it's not like we all work on the same thing at the same time.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if we've ever... Yeah, we did. We had one where I was showing them how to do the crochet fun fur flip-flops, which is a lot of... But usually we don't all work on the same thing, you know?
Okay.
That's the difference. It's not a bunch of us sitting around working on a giant quilt, which would be kind of cool.
That is, yeah, that would be more like a, what do they call it, a quilting bee?
Something like that. Quilting circle. Quilty gals. Quilting it up hardcore, I think, is another thing.
Well, we could go on forever with that.
So why don't we stop now?
That's while we're ahead.
Let's talk about...
So things are okay. Things are pretty cool here. Except for the busyness, which, I mean, the busyness is partly good, but, you know, partly, of course, you want to kind of just, you know, hang out and do other things, but...
I know the feeling. Hold on. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so yawny tonight. And I don't know what's wrong. I mean, I'm tired, but I'm always tired, but I'm never this yawny when we do a podcast. So, well, okay, so this morning... They were showing, they were on the local morning show that I watch because it's got Charlie Chase on it because I love him. You remember Crook and Chase?
I do. Weren't you on that?
Yes, I was.
Oh.
Well, now Charlie Chase is on a local morning show. And, you know, he's fine. But his co-host is just insipid and hideous, ugly, and... you know, just really has no redeeming qualities, as far as I can tell. So they're showing a little news brief, and they're showing this rally. I don't know if it was a rally or like a service or what it was, but it was at a local...
Oh, my goodness.
It gets worse. It was at a local church. Okay. A local...
Praise
a local church. And they had that Focus on the Family guy, James Dobson. And he is talking about why we should all vote yes to define marriage as existing between a man and a woman.
And that affects him because he is a resident of the state of Tennessee.
Is he? Because I don't think so. Oh, you're being sarcastic.
He's absolutely not. I'm being completely
sarcastic. Well, what got my goat about the whole situation is not that. And he may have been teleconferenced in. I really couldn't tell watching the story because I was running around getting dressed and stuff because I have to go to work. But what bothers me is they're using a church, and it was obviously in the church sanctuary. And they're basically using the church to push a political message. And
they
that they have recently come down on a church in California for going against the war. For speaking out against the war, yes.
Oh, really?
And so I say, that sounds like political speech. And I know that the church in California is in danger of losing its tax-exempt status over this. And this church here, maybe it wasn't a church service. And if it wasn't a church service, that's fine. You know, they can use the sanctuary for whatever purposes. However, if that was at a church service, that is such an inappropriate... And I wasn't raised in a Baptist church. And from what my dad says, it is not uncommon for the pulpit to be used as a campaign tool. In Presbyterian churches, we don't do that. That's just not appropriate, right? So... I don't know if that's common for the Baptist church. I know they come down hard on sinners, but...
I think it's more common. I think it's more common than it used to be. When I was in the Baptist church, clearly they were conservatives, but it wasn't quite, you know, what it is today. And the Baptist church, the Southern Baptist church anyway, has been really taken over.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I don't know. It's just like, what it reminds me of is it reminds me of back in the day when my friend in college, one of my good friends, was in a sorority. And she said that basically, and from what I understand, this is, you know, kind of across the board. She said that if there was a beauty contest or a campus election that the Greek person was going to win, because it was not like a what she said was, and I don't know if this is really true, but this is what she told me, was that kind of the Panhellenic council gets together to endorse a candidate, and so the Greeks would turn out in large numbers, you know, to vote for said candidate. Now, the reason why that's kind of scary to me is, you know, the rest of the campus really had no reason to vote because they don't care, you know. They, so they were apathetic. They were the apathetic masses. And,
that was kind of me.
Yeah, and that was me too. I mean, I saw no point in voting in elections. So, anyway, so that's kind of what it reminds me of, this whole getting churches involved. It's like, if you love your brothers and sisters, you'll vote for the Greek candidate we say you should vote for. And it's like, if you care about your Christian brothers and sisters, you'll vote against... your vote for defining a marriage as blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Like, there was this one quote, because I did look at the Tennessean website today just really quickly, and they had this one quote, and it was this woman saying, I believe in marriage between a man and a woman.
I believe in marriage as a small chocolate bonbon.
That's exactly what marriage is. I believe it's exactly that and nothing else. And I want a law that will define it as such.
Well, what I don't understand is why the government even gets involved, because as I understand it, marriage is a religious foundation. So why does a state even want to be involved in that? It's like them saying what kind of bread we can use in communion, you know?
It really is. And I think the issue is it's control. It largely has to do with control. So it's the sad state of affairs.
And you know
in
what else is sad? The fact that this
what is
stupid
that?
What to me is I don't know, just the fact that this issue is being used to distract from real problems that we're having. You know, it really sucks.
What?
Bad weather? No. What? What smokes? Smokes. What sucks? Sorry. Is that, you know, we have this war against Iraq, which they've said over and over and over again, the intelligence was bad. This man has, I mean, I'm not saying that Saddam Hussein was totally beyond reproach, but I don't think he ever directly said, yeah, I'm going to bomb y'all, right? However,
right.
Kim Jong-il is a crazy motherfucker. And
he's ready to bomb us.
Iraq, as far as I know, A, never tested a nuclear weapon underground. B, never tested missiles. Mm-hmm. And it looks like North Korea's done both of those. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess I don't understand our priorities, and I'm tired of the term cut and run, because if I hear that one more time, I'm going to punch somebody in their W the President sticker. Yeah.
So, what can we talk about that will turn our frowns upside down?
No.
So, what should we talk about now?
Pictures of pugs. Yeah, pugs are cute.
Of pugs?
No.
Are you going to get another dog?
I would love to get another dog, but it ain't going to happen. I talked to my mom about it because a few months or a month or so ago, I was going to, what's that word? Foster. I wasn't going to adopt.
Adopt a dog?
I was going to foster
a dog. Oh, you were
going to
do a foster thing?
My mom said, you know, you have Flash every weekend, and, right. So
you kind of already do.
As far as I'm concerned, you pretty much do have two dogs already. So she made a good point that any dog I adopt will not only have to get along with Denny, which is fairly easy, but the dog will also have to get along with Flashy.
Uh-huh.
And it's also expensive.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hmm. So it's probably a wise
right. So no,
bit of advice
no more
from
dogs
mom.
Here in the Divorcee Acres household. not that I'm a divorcee. And not that there's anything wrong with being a divorcee. I just am not. But I live amongst them. In the acres.
You do.
So. Les acres
de divorcee.
So I don't know what else. I should have made a list and kept my list.
Well, so have you logged on to any internet dating sites?
Because I'm really broke.
No.
So.
How about the
free
ones?
The free ones are only
free
if you really don't want to email somebody back. You know what I mean?
But can you put your
information
on there?
They have filters that pick that stuff up. Yeah,
even if you spell it
they
out.
Have people that review these things. Even I've tried that before, and it doesn't happen.
Wow.
So I don't know. I guess I'm just resigning myself to, a long time by myself. And I was talking to somebody today, somebody we both know, who has recently found himself single.
Oh.
And I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want to, because it's not anybody's business. But right, but I'm going
somebody
to. I'm going to send it to you through. Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
So apparently, he said he made an interesting point. He said, you know, I said, well, you know, if I meet any girls who I think fit your standards, I'll certainly send them your way. Because, I mean, he's a decent guy who, well, I mean, he's got his faults. I'm not saying he's, but, you know, as guys go, he's good on paper. That's for sure. You know, I don't know if he's good in real life. I could ask somebody we know. But I said, if I know any good women, I'll send them your way for sure. And he said, well, you know, unfortunately, or not unfortunately, but he said, but because of, you know, the girl who I used to date, the bar is pretty damn high, but I'm sure in a few months my standards will be at a realistic level. And I kind of said, yeah, well, I find that that's true. And after a year without dating anybody, my standards are pretty much nil. So.
Seriously, though? I mean.
Nil.
But you're yeah. They're relaxed from what
like
they were.
Like I used to say.
Okay.
No musicians, and now I'm kind of like, well, maybe depending, you know? Like, case-by-case basis.
Uh-huh.
Possibly.
You might consider a musician,
think
then.
About it. But you know what? The point is moot right now, because... Or as I like to say, the point is mute. Right.
The point is moot,
because... As far as I'm concerned, there's nobody on the horizon. Like, there's not even anybody for me to think, oh, he's cute, why don't I think about him? It's not even like that. It's a situation of there's nobody. There's fucking nobody. It's like all the dudes I know are either I'm not attracted to them or they're very good friends and that's really as far as I want to take it, you know, or they're in a relationship and I'm not going to step on that, you know, so that's pretty much my situation. And when I say that, you know, that second thing about their friends, I don't mean that in a, well, you know, friends can't be more than that, but these are people that I just consider them friends, and I just really can't imagine more than that from these people. Like, I don't see that we're compatible.
You can't imagine.
Would be compatible as partners, you know. Like, we could be compatible as really good friends, but as, you know, partners, it's not gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, I think that friendship is a good way to start a relationship. And I definitely wouldn't write that off if I had a friend who I thought I was compatible with in that way, you know, in a beyond friendship kind of way. So, and I'm not saying I've got, I mean, I don't have high standards. I pretty much don't have much standards at all, but I'm mature enough to recognize when somebody doesn't have everything that I want in a partner, or somebody, oh God, you know, somebody has differing opinions, or somebody has a few personality flaws I find grating, you know, or, you know, so that's the thing, is it's like I can sit here and, anyway. I could sit here and whine about it all day long, and I could sit here and postulate on, you know, what I would do if. But you know what? Until there's somebody I would even consider wanting to go out with, I'm not even gonna think about it. You know what?
Then you're not gonna even bother.
There's no fucking point in it.
Yeah.
So, but I've got good friends, and that's good. You know, because it's good to have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's all pretty complicated. You don't want to, like, complicate things by having excessively high standards and keep yourself from dating anybody. But you also, I guess, you don't want to completely, like, compromise all your standards either.
Because, I mean, there are some standards I have for a potential mate who, There are some standards I have for a potential mate that I would be willing to relax a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some I'm absolutely immobile yeah. on, you know. And this is just learned from past experiences and past relationships, so blah. Heh.
Blah.
Anyway. Huh. So that's what I think.
So, this seemed like a really interesting topic to start talking about, and...
Yeah, just keep going. Do we want to keep talking about this? If everybody else is okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, go ahead. Bring it. Bring it!
Bring it on. I mean, so... Where right. and we don't have to focus on you.
I don't mind. I love you.
But at the risk of doing so, where could you imagine going to at least take a look to see where there are?
You know, I don't
some men's.
I don't know because you around. Meet people in the oddest places. You know, I mean, the bar wouldn't. I don't think would work out, but you never know. The bar could definitely work out. You know. That you could meet somebody at church, but honestly, it seems to me that men who are involved in the church are people, are men who have already settled down and have families. There are, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get involved in that.
I really just don't want to be, you know, the other woman.
A home.
Right.
A home wrecker.
I don't want to do that at all. Yeah. But it's, you know, we were having a discussion, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine the other day, this was a while back, that, I mean, is there any such thing as true love, or is everybody on some level settling? And that's a really negative way to put it, but, I mean...
Well, I think there's, I mean, I don't know that it's really negative. I mean, right. there's a kernel of truth
I mean, I know, I know some people who I would say genuinely believe are truly in love. You know, and she was kind of like, well, I don't agree. And mm-hmm. then I would mention some of them, and she'd kind of say, well, yeah, but then there's this, and then there's this, and then there's this. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe not so much, you know.
So by settling, do you mean compromising, or do you mean, like, deciding that you'll overlook these certain things about this person because none of them
well,
are deal breakers, but none of
was-
them would...
Her argument was basically there is no such thing as true love.
Yeah, and I don't myself, I mean, I honestly right. can't say right. I know what that means. I'm, right. you know, I'm Dr. Gay, and so I guess I think about things in
yeah.
maybe ways that might be kind of, I don't know,
right.
sad and disappointing to people who do believe in things like true right. love and fairy tales and that sort of thing.
Right.
But I do believe in love, and I think that, you know, people can have one love in their life, people yeah. can have multiple loves in their life, and some people have no right. loves that they have. But that seems, in my mm-hmm. limited experience so far, that seems right. pretty unusual.
Not that you
right. get a love and keep it necessarily, but I mean... I think everybody at least has one experience with yeah. love at some point. And most people yeah. have more than one.
And some people have experience with London bridges going down, like London.
Going down?
Some people do. And I'm not here, and I'm not here
want
to
that,
judge,
I want that experience.
But, I mean, you know, it happens.
That experience,
you know, some ladies dance like hoes, and they don't give a fuck. So. Yeah.
I wish, you know, I'd know the song. I actually kind of like it.
You.
But I can't quote it right now. Because you've
you,
taken
buddy.
All the good lines.
How can you like that song?
Well, okay. I'm a really big fan of Christy Alley. And I just like to see her. I like to
you
see
know,
her
ever
do
since
well.
She lost all that weight on weight.
I know.
No. Jenny Craig. She
on
looks
Jenny Craig?
Like, first of all, she looks about 15 years younger. And second of all, she, for a mm-hmm. formerly big girl, She sure has a ripped set of abs. Uh-huh. I'll tell you that.
Huh.
So, yeah, she's wow. quite talented. Who knew?
Hmm. And all
right.
that and the London
right.
Bridge going
and her
down
humps.
On the
her
side.
Humps, her humps, her humps.
I'm serious. You've got to watch that video. Make yourself watch that video one more time. And when she's rolling around with her hair
yeah.
coming down around her face.
Oh, I've said
Alley.
That for ages.
Kirstie Alley, definitely.
I've said that for ages
oh,
that she looks
oh.
like Kirstie Alley. In fact, I was telling a coworker. I said, I'm starting to sound like Foghorn Leghorn. So a coworker and I were talking about how awful that song was, but she actually kind of likes it. And I said, uh-huh. the thing about the video for my humps is that she actually looks pretty. And my coworker said, oh, she's pretty. I was like, no, she's not. But in that video, she looks like Kirstie Alley. So she actually looks pretty. Kirstie
yeah.
Alley is a beautiful, beautiful woman. Fergie, however.
She is. Did you watch... Did you watch Kirstie's show?
Veronica's Closet?
No, the other one,
fat
the
actress.
Showtime, was it Fat Actress?
I watched the first episode.
Did you ever
and
watch
I really
it?
Just couldn't get into it.
Oh my god, you
okay.
have to watch like another couple.
I have Showtime, you know.
I'll
no,
buy them for you.
No,
I'll buy them for you
please.
On iTunes.
I don't like watching stuff. It's nothing personal. I just don't like watching stuff on the computer longer than like 5 minutes. And even 5 minutes is pushing
well,
it for
yeah.
me. It's just 5 minutes. What?
Did you just text?
You? I
got a
sound
effect.
What are you doing?
Huh. Huh. I don't know. I swear.
Oh, weird.
Nope, I didn't.
Well, when we listen to it, we'll see if it pops up.
Okay.
They're showing a... Did you just do that? I don't know. But they're showing a Project Runway Marathon right now. And at the bottom, they have little messages from
oh.
the viewers going across the bottom of the screen. I want to put in there,
oh, that's cool.
Hey, will you marry me? Swear to God. I'll make a man out of you.
Oh.
He's gorgeous.
You ought to do that. He's really good. I wish he had gone a little
right.
farther. I knew he wasn't going to win, but...
But you know what? He's an amazing pageant dress
what?
Designer, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's gonna do really well in his own corner of...
Wherever he is.
...of fashion.
They're in France. I want to go to France. I've never been to
France
either.
I've never been
either.
To France,
I
want to
go to Disneyland Paris, which... It's supposed to be interesting because
oh, yeah.
they actually get snow there, so, which is weird. I've never thought about going to a theme park when it's snowing, because it doesn't.
Uh huh. That would work
because
really
you know
well
most theme
Disney.
Parks in the United States they close for the winter, but Disney parks and Universal
right.
parks they don't. I'm sure there's other parks, you know, but it just seems weird.
Uh-huh.
Think of going to a Disney park with, like, snow and stuff, so.
That is pretty weird. I guess the rides wouldn't work so well, but, like, the different,
Yeah.
You know, different lands would be really cool. Would
Apparently
be really cool to see in
the
winter.
Haunted Mansion, or as they
I
call
wonder.
It, Phantom Manor, looks really cool in the snow.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I think Japan, at Tokyo Disneyland... They get snow, yeah,
it
and they say it looks
Tokyo,
really cool there, too. They've got one of them... No,
That's
I'm thinking
awesome.
Of something else. Never mind. But...
So, yeah, I don't... I don't know what
right,
the term
getting back
true
to
love
the topic.
Means. I think it means getting
yeah, oh, yeah.
right back to that topic. And I think, you know, I think it's just hard for me to know what people mean, and I think maybe they just mean, you know, I think that it refers to an expectation
yeah.
that people have, that there is, like, this one
right.
person out there for them. And I don't believe in that. I don't think that holds
mm-hmm.
water at all. When sort of, when you search
yeah.
your own experience, you know? Yeah, I just think there are multiple people who you could right. potentially fall for and have loving feelings for, and you know, it's a whole other question whether you end up having a relationship yeah. with them and deciding to set up house. I mean, that's all it's a related question, but it's I think not the same question as, you know, whether right. you're in love with the person or not.
I don't know. So. I see a lot of long, lonely years ahead. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that in a way of I'm 30 years old, okay? And I know that there's a uh-huh. chance that tomorrow, you know, I could walk through the hospital and, you know, run into the bachelor. And
yes, you could.
Except
I was
he doesn't
say...
work there anymore, apparently. He finished his residency, oh. and I don't think he's there anymore. But I don't know for sure. But, you uh-huh. know, I mean, I that could happen, but experience tells me that for the last year, with the exception of a very short dalliance with a rather odd dude, there's been a whole lot of nothing.
So how did you meet odd dude?
Is it okay if I don't give details about that? Because I don't want to besmirch anybody's
oh, sure.
character. So, I kind of want to keep precious things precious, even though he was an odd dude.
So if you said where you met him, it would identify him.
To you and to him, and I don't want to do that. I just don't want to get into that. That's
okay.
I mean, I'll tell you right now,
well,
real
just,
quick,
okay.
offline, but, yeah, I'm not gonna.
I'll phrase it differently. Think of how you met Odd Dude, and is that something you'd be willing, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Think of Odd Dude, sorry, I didn't mean to respond, verbally, but, think of Odd Dude, and think of how you met him, and think,
probably
you know, is
not.
That something I would
only,
do again?
I only did it for the first time as a favor, and it had a different outcome than I expected, mm-hmm. Which is good.
Which is pretty damn
was,
cool.
You know, successful at it.
Because you had the outcome in right. mind.
I
what
expected
outcome
to go and be not impressed. But, you know, I was, for a short period of time, I was very impressed. And, but it's not something I would try again. Unless I...
Okay.
Got this, you know, I had that idea that I was going to try different methods of dating. Right.
Right, that idea that you had the last, was it last time or, no, two times. Well, I'm confused, because actually, what, has last time
gone on? No, last time
gone
never got
on?
Posted. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just never got around to editing mm-hmm. it.
Is it trashed?
It's not trashed.
Is it trashed?
There for me to put together. All the various and sundry files are sitting there. It's just, I gotta put them together, and I'm...
So at some point in the next month or so, people are gonna get, like,
right.
seven podcasts.
Well, it required some post-production editing. Usually I just kind of put the two tracks together, and it actually required some editing and censoring, and, you know,
yeah.
it needed some post-production. So, who knows? Uh-huh.
Well, speaking of post-production... I'm thinking
yeah.
it's time for me to go. And we can pick up where we
Right-o.
Left off next time.
Right-o.
If anybody out there in the listening audience has had experience with true love,
well,
I think that would be definitely
worth hearing actually, Samantha,
about.
Our listener, posted...
Yeah. the listening audience.
Posted a really nice comment to a previous. It was not the last podcast. I think it was the podcast before the ones we posted. It was not the last one. Maybe I don't
uh-huh.
know. I can't remember. But it was the one where we discussed this. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, she made a really good argument. She said, you know, go back and read it because
I'll go back and read it. Did she get the bath salts?
Oh no, but.
Oh, okay.
She will. One of these days.
Get on that.
But, you know, she had a really good story. you know, that she had tried different things and they didn't work out. And then just on a whim, she started talking to somebody on a well-known kind of thing. I don't know what you would call it. Portal? News portal? Who was actually somebody that she and I had both gone to school with in Florida. So...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to look at that.
You know, she's already, you know, posted her... That's right.
So she's already given her feedback, so really we've already heard from the listening audience on that.
Okay. Go back and read it, for real.
So, Samantha, come up with something else to share with us. And maybe next time, maybe we'll get our act together and actually have you on as a guest.
Quite a bit. Seriously.
I'll go back and look.
It was very helpful. It was very interesting because it really mirrored kind of what I went through.
In the process. Cool. Well, okay. I've got to go.
Then you got to send me your files so I can smash them together.
I'll send you the file. And we'll get on that.
All right. So we're gonna peace do out. 1, 2, 3. Stop. Right. All right. Ready. 1.
All right.
2, 3.
Wait a minute.
Okay. What? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm teasing.
You asshole. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Stop.
Bye-bye.